Hello.
Oh, hi, Jonathan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. I'm sure you got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably, and I need to see about just canceling the services because I get maybe one call every 5 or 6 weeks from a Google ad type deal.
Wow.
Everything that I'm getting is coming from Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, so I need to give you some options only because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come July 26th, that will reoccur to $498, and it would continue to do so until this settles. So one question, though, because I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has had 983 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, an additional 200 times found on the first page of Google with clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm wondering, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
So the calls that I do get regarding the business, typically if they're calling straight from Google, I get the little notification as soon as they answer the phone. It says Google ad customer call, and then I'm connected to whoever it is that's calling. And
okay,
then
but we don't do Google ads for you. We do the local map optimization on Google. So
okay.
This is,
so the other part of all of the business that I'm getting is either currently being referred or repeat business, or it's coming from ads that I'm putting on Facebook Marketplace that are not the sponsored ads. It's just I've managed to word it to where they're not kicking it off there currently.
Yeah,
but I get messages every day, you know, probably 8 to 10 messages a day. I reply to everybody that messages me pretty quickly, and that's where the majority of my business has come from for the past year. And everybody that I've lined up that has, you know, contracted me for a job, has all been from either Facebook Marketplace or a referral from a friend or repeat business.
I see. So, I mean, if you want to just pay the past due and cancel, I can do that too. But what I would recommend is, you know, at least take advantage of, you know, the next month that you have to pay for anyway, and maybe go on the dashboard and track it. Because if you've had 953 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads and you're saying no business came out of that, that's a pretty low closing ratio. You know what I mean? So that's,
right.
I'm sure that you've closed a lot more than you're aware. And maybe because you're doing Facebook Marketplace, you're thinking they're coming from the marketplace when they're really coming from the ads. But in any case, you know, there's tons of activity on your dashboard. So, I mean, but either way, like I said, you're catching it in time. One option that you have since, I mean, your placement on Google is doing very solid as well. But you're getting more hits on the Facebook. So if you wanted to, you could, you know, actually turn this into a Facebook ads only account, and that's just $100 a month. So, you know, most people, it's reverse. Most people do better being on the first page of Google, and the ads are kind of secondary to that. But with you, it sounds like you're getting more hits off of Facebook than anything, you know, and then your word of mouth.
The thing that I've noticed more with Facebook on the marketplace, because anytime I'm getting contacted through the marketplace, it's showing up as a marketplace
lead or something, right?
Well, so on your Facebook Messenger, instead of just having somebody's name, it'll say marketplace, and you have to click on that, and then it's got a list of any conversations you've had with anybody on Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be whatever the main picture is from the ad that I placed on there that I typed up and put out there or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Will be the main ad there. And the main thing that's catching attention, I think, is the video that we're putting at the beginning of that, because it's a video of the machine that I own actually, you know, mulching trees and brush and what have you. And you can see it spitting out the pieces, and you can see the trees just disintegrating into sawdust or what have you. So it catches a lot of people's attention that, hey, I've never seen one of those before, or I've seen them online. I get that a lot, too. I've seen them on, you know, on TV or, you know, the internet or whatever. I've never seen one in person, but I could really use that for my food plotter. I'm trying to clear some property so I can see what it looks like without all the underbrush and the stickers and briars, or I've got a ton of poison ivy and so I just want to get rid of all this undergrowth. And that's where we get a lot of the business there. And then we're able to upsell that, but hey, what are you trying to do with the property? Well, I want to put a house pad over here. Okay, well, we do dirt and gravel, and we can do your house pad. We can clear the trees and the stumps and the whole nine yards, and we're able to upsell the whole project based off of just that one thing. So I'm able to see, and I know, you know, because a lot of these, I mean, I was on vacation last week, and I had people that were messaging me through Facebook Messenger, you know, and it was as simple as, I need a number to call you.
Yes.
You know, and I'd shoot them a picture of my business card, and they would say, okay, let's talk, let's get together tomorrow. And then the next day the phone's ringing, and I see that the names are matching up on Facebook versus what's showing up on my phone. And I'm like, all right, hey man, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, and then you kind of get to walk through the whole situation. Okay, well, I'm out of town. I'll be back Monday. I'll come by and take a look at it and get you a quote, you know, type deal. So we're able to work that way with it as well. But I haven't been getting we may be getting a lot of clicks, but I'm not getting a lot of feed that's coming into my Messenger or the business page Messenger. Honestly, the only thing that's showing up in my Messenger on my business page is all these stupid scam crap that, you know, dear admin, this is the last warning, please click on this link, blah, 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 and I ignore all that crap.
Yeah, those are scam. Yeah, or they say your Facebook photos are copyright, and those are all scams. And
or
I'm happy
if you don't respond, we're going to close down your page.
Exactly.
Blah, blah. So
yeah. And then if you call them, we could keep the page open for X amount of dollars. You know, it's all scams. Yeah.
But I'm not even getting messages on that, you know, from where like I'll click on something inadvertently, you know, trying to watch a little video that's on something on somebody else's sponsored page or whatever. And then immediately goes to the little pop-up thing with, hey, thanks for visiting. How can we help you? What are you looking for? Type deal. And you can fill out some stuff. I never get anything from that. Like they may be clicking on it to try to watch the video or look at the pictures or something or see what we're doing or maybe even to get a phone number off of it. But I'm not receiving any communication from that. So, I did have some issues with some cards and stuff while I was on vacation. I'm not sure if it's fraudulent activity yet or not. But it's going to take me a couple of days. I've got to get the new cards and stuff in. So as soon as I get that, I'll call you guys back to, square that away because I'm trying to keep business and personal.
I get it. You know, one thing that we could do, and I'm only throwing this out there because you have some really detailed tracking systems and you know where your business is coming from. So what we could do is, number one, if you want to pay the past due and cancel, I'll do it when you're ready. Or you could pay the past due and I would push the next billing out 30 days. So for instance, let's say you can pay on Friday, then you're catching it before the July 26th payment hits. And with me pushing that billing out, you would be paid in full all the way till August 19th. So you'd get a full month of service. And the one change that we could make for that month is we offer call tracking numbers. So typically it's a little upsell for our existing clients. You know, you've been with us for almost 6 months, so I could give it to you at no additional cost. But we could purchase a brand new 985 area code number. And when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And that way you would know distinctly that the calls are coming from our campaign versus your Google Ads or your Facebook Marketplace. And then when people call you, it would say local leads on there. So anytime you see the local leads, you know that that's a call that comes as a result of this program, right?
Yeah. And I probably should have done something like that before.
Initially, yeah. So you
initially
can see
setting
it.
Up because all of my business cards and, I mean, even before I started the business and I had talked to my wife about doing a separate phone number even.
Yeah.
And we decided just to use the one I had because my business cards, all of my signage on my truck, my machines, my t-shirts, everything has my cell phone number listed as the primary number. And eventually, if I do go with another phone number, it's going to be a personal number to where I can leave this one as a business number and what have you, and just move it to where all my personal calls go to one number and all my business calls stay with the number that it's been since day one.
Yeah, that's smart,
too. I'm not trying to confuse the client, you know. So.
Yeah, that's a good strategy to have, for sure.
Right, and I don't want them to be going, well, hey, you've got this phone number on your truck and your t-shirts. Why is it different on your website?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people don't even realize it. They just call the number that they're reaching you on. They don't like go in and look, is the one on the truck different from that? Most people just, you know, they see you on the first page and they call the number. It's as simple as that. So, you know, it could be just like a temporary strategy for you just to see, because I would hate to have you cancel it. Yeah. And then everything unravels. And then if business were to dip down, you would say, oh no, I shouldn't have canceled it. Right. So it's kind of like a nice thing to, you know, and I'll put a note on here that I would give you that extra 30 days on the back end so that you have some time to really go in and track it, you know. One other thing I'm noticing specifically about your account is that you have an impeccable review. You have a 5-star with 10 reviews. So everyone that's written you a review, it's all been 5 stars, but there hasn't been a fresh review posted since February. So sometimes that affects you too. If there's companies up there on the first page that have this fresh stuff being posted about them daily, and then you have some old reviews in February, sometimes that also affects conversion, you know? So I'm going to send you this now. We don't have to worry about getting the payment up to speed right now because you're working on getting a new card, but you can definitely work on getting some more 5-star reviews here and there. So I'll send you that review generator email. And it's so simple. You just copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And like I said, it'll help you get some more fresh reviews. And then I'll also put a note on my end here that once the payment's up to speed, we'll do some performance checks on your account and start enabling some weekly posts. And with those three things happening, I'm confident that you'll see much more solid results going into this next month. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So remind me again, you said you needed a couple of days on the payment, or did they say next week for the new credit card, or what did they say?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Trying to look at my calendar here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's touch base on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Next week,
because
I know I've got an appointment Monday, and I don't know how long it's going to take. On the 23rd, and then that gives us the 3 days before the 26th.
Of course, that's a good.
But I'm thinking what we may do is catch up, like you were talking, catch up on the past due. And if you could push out to August and then do that phone number thing, I'll give that a shot for a month just to kind of see how it plays out, because July and August are typically have been some of our busiest months. So.
Yeah, that's smart. Okay, I already put it in a note here. I'm going to call you next Tuesday, and then I'll push the billing out for 30 days, so you'll have until August 23rd, since Tuesday is the 23rd, and then we'll add that call tracking number for you on Tuesday. So that way you can start fresh. The technicians will do some performance updates and some weekly posts for you. And then if you get, even if you got just one fresh 5-star review here and there, that will always help you to be more relevant and get you even better results, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I think we really have a good game plan. So I'm so glad that I talked to you. My name's Tina, Jonathan. So I'm at extension 777. So if anything changes, you could always call me. If not, I'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.